I give. Strength finders. Okay. I had a whole other thing, but I just remember now to do the strength finders. What do I do? Do we do strength finders? Strength finders tomorrow, okay? Okay, one of the biggest, I think, challenges we all face is a challenge that goes back from the beginning of time, from our grandfather, our great-great grandfather Yaakov Avinu. We are Yaakov. Yaakov Lomes. The Gemara says that Yaakov never died. The Gemara says Yaakov Mamish never died. Who is Yaakov Avinu? We are Yaakov Avinu. Klal Yisrael. That's why we're called Yisrael. Every Jew is the manifestation, is Yaakov Avinu. That's one of the pshatim. They say that Yaakov Avinu lo meis, because we are Yaakov. We are Yisrael. We're the Jewish people. We're still in that fight, whatever that means, of the tikkun of Adam Rishon, to be mesaken, to fix the chet of Adam Rishon. Really, it was supposed to be that everything was supposed to be good. This world was supposed to be like just Gan Eden. This world was supposed to be, everything was supposed to be exactly what you can imagine, you know, what it's going to be in Olam Haba, the next world, not in Gan Eden, as in the Gan Eden when people die. That's not for now. That's a Derech Hashem Shir. That's not the Gan Eden, what happens when a person dies, that they go to Gan Eden. Olam Haba, a time of total La'avdo L'Shamra. To do Mekayim the Mitzvahs, to learn Torah, to do Mitzvahs. Somehow we got stuck on this planet, and one of the curses of Adam Rishon was what? V'zeh sapecha, toicha lechem. What does that mean? You got to work hard. You got to sweat from the sweat of your brow. You're going to have to sweat. Koitz v'darder tatzmiach lach. You're going to work hard, and you're not going to find any fruits from your labor sometimes. Avram Avinu is the tikkun, is the one who says, now I'm going to fix the chet of Adam Rishon. Yitzchak Avinu, and then Yaakov, who is the Bechir Ha'avos, he is us, we, all of us, the Jewish people. Now, of course, in a klaliistic sense, the whole world is going through a tikkun, is going through a fixing, so to speak, somehow. It's hard to tap in. The big tzaddikim were able to look and say, sure, look at the current events. Rabbi Weinberger said yesterday, you know, you see a little bit, we get a little smell, you know, of what's going on in the world the last year and a half, you know, since Simchas Torah. You see what's been going on, you know, the current events of the Russia, right, the Rishayim, one of the chevra here was in, just told me he just returned from Syria. One of the chevra mamish, one of the guys here who's in the army. I'm having, Mirtz Hashem, Aaron Holtzman's going to be eating over my house for Shabbos. He just texted me, and I mean, Aaron Holtzman, who knows where that guy has been the last year and a half, what he's seen. Mamish, in Syria. What are you doing in Syria? So one of our guys, no need to say his name on the recording, but I'm saying anyone who saw one of the chevra who was here with his machine gun, he was mamish in Syria. He's like, oh yeah, I was just in Syria. Oh yeah, and I was in Lebanon. I was Meshuggah. What's going on over here? What's going on? Something's going on in a big sense. We don't always tap into that. We're not always able to tap in to the current events, how it's there's a tikkun for the whole entire world. By us, we struggle with our own little mini world. You know, our breakfast, lunch, and supper, my roommate, my anger problem, my laziness problem, my taiva problem, whatever problem you have, my whatever problem. So we don't always look in the global. The tzaddikim are able to see things in a much bigger picture of like, oh yeah, that's no big deal. The reason this is happening is because of this and this and that, etc., whatever it might be. Because ultimately, we're all here on this world. Each and every one of us is an individual. And then as a klal, we're all in this world for a very, 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 very heavy, elevated, heavy, neshama reason why we're here on this world. So now what we all want, I think, I don't think I'm talking for anybody, I don't think I'm excluding anyone. If someone feels that I'm excluding them, please tell me. But what I think we want was we just want to chill. Ultimately, I want just things to be good. I want things to be okay. I'll learn. I'll do mitzvahs. I'll do whatever I got to do. But like, I want life to be good. I want money in the bank. I want to be successful. I don't want to deal with such craziness. Forget about healing. Healing for sure. I'll go to my therapist once a week. If you want, I'll go twice a week. But like, I just want my life to be just the way I want my bed to be the way it needs to be. Good. It's cold outside. We got good heat in here. Or it's hot outside. We got good AC. What are we asking for already? What are we asking for already? Great question. Unfortunately, that's the problem. Sorry, everybody. Sorry to ruin your life. Sorry to ruin your day. And it's not just from my own experience, but this is really what is the truth, is that, and I'll read from the Mesillas Yesharim, one of my favorite pieces from Perek Tes, as he says, why are people not able to overcome what it is that they want to get somewhere? I want to get from point A to point B. I know I have this problem. I want to get from here to here. Who doesn't want to, right? Everyone's like, I want to be a millionaire. Who doesn't want to be a billionaire, right? Let me say more. Who doesn't want to, right? A millionaire is poor nowadays. Who doesn't want to have $10 million, right? Everybody here, I would assume in the base would love to be worth $10 million. What's going to separate the guy who's actually, you know, Mitzvashem, someone in this space fetish will be worth $10 million. I'm excited also, right? But I don't know how many people are going. Everybody wants to be worth $10 million. Everybody wants to be, let's say, a big tzaddik. Everybody wants to be connected to Hashem. Who doesn't want to be connected to Hashem? Who doesn't want to have a great marriage? Put the list. If we would put up a list of everything, everybody would agree, yes, I'm in. So what's the problem? So the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, he says one line, and the one line I'm going to be medayik, and the one word that he says is one of the most powerful words that I have it underlined thickly twice over here. Here it is. Here he goes. What promotes me sitting, doing not a lot, and not being so proactive and productive in all the things that I want to do? So what is everybody going to say? Laziness. What? Laziness. Okay, great. That's too easy of an answer. Shua is 100% right. Shua knows. Shua has been sitting here. Shua Osina, by the way. Shua Osina. Shua knows. Shua knows what I'm going to say, but it's deeper than laziness. Shua said the right answer. This is what the Ramchal says. What does he say? He says, Bakashas ha-menucha ha-gufnes. There's one desire that we have. We have one bikush, levakesh, something that we deep down subconsciously want. And what is that? We want, just want to chill. Sinas HaTorach, we hate working. The Avas HaYidunim, we love good food. We love good temperature. We love good, right? I remember when I got my like undershirts from someone in camp. I'll give him a shout out. Ramosha Bronshaw, he was like, Rebbe, you got to get these, right? He ordered me like this new, like silky, right? You guys have those shirts. I even got these shirts like that. Nowadays, my suit, this suit not, but my Zeke suit, it's got to be comfortable. It's like sweatpants, everything comfortable, more comfortable. And we love it. We love it and we have it, especially how you grew up. We didn't grow up in 1935. We didn't even grow up in 1965. We grew up in the 2000s. You guys grew up in already post 2000, right? So what is it? He says it straight out. The greatest problem that we have is this desire for menucha hagufnis. My body needs to feel a certain way. Sinas hatoirach. I hate when things are difficult. I love when everything is just perfect. And that's why people struggle so much in shalom bias. The reason people struggle with their relationships with their wife is not because they can't get along. It's not because they can't get along. It's because it's annoying. It's hard. It's difficult. I want to say what I want to say. I want to look where I want to look. I want to smoke what I want to smoke. I want to drink what I want to drink. I want to do what it feels good. It feels good. I want my body. It just feels good. He says, Ki hine adam kazeh, it's going to be very hard for him. That's what he says. It's like the first sentence, and Rashi says this, then I'll say the first sentence of the road less travel. If anyone can look that up. The first sentence, you're able to look up the first opening statement. I've said this before, from The Road Less Travel, which is a book everyone, I suggest everybody to read, by Scott Peck. You can see the opening statement. He says, life is difficult. Life is difficult. And the second you realize that life is difficult, life gets easier. It's ironic. When you want life to be easy, that's when it becomes difficult. You open the Gemara. Oh, I'm supposed to understand everything in the Gemara. The guy in Shir understands everything in the Gemara. Tefillah is supposed to be easy. Marriage is supposed to be easy. What did he say? Yeah, thank you. What is the opening paragraph of The Road Less Traveled, right? Look how easy that is for us to get that, right? So what does it say? Life is difficult. This is a great truth. One of the greatest truths. It is a great truth because once we truly see the truth, we transcend it. Once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, these are his words, so true. Then life is no longer difficult. How incredible is that? So that means you don't like that.
It's not true.
It is true.
Life is always difficult.
Oh. Very good. Very good. That's once a person truly accepts that, then it's no longer, that's the trap that we get into. That's the trap. Once I accept the fact that life is difficult and I work with the fact that I have a bikush for things to be easy for me. Once I'm okay with that, truly, truly, deeply accept that. Thank you, Shlomi. Once I truly accept that, then it becomes no longer difficult. Now, like Ari's saying, okay, then you get into a paradox. Oh, then I'm. So you know what you got to do? Probably, yeah. Probably. Right, but that's what Ari's saying. But then, again, things are going to happen, and you'll get back in the loop of that. It's something that a person always has to work through. Meaning, don't worry. How about this? If you're worried that you're going to accept so much that life is so difficult, right, and then it's not going to be difficult, then you're going to think, I give you that bracha that you should accept that life is difficult first. First start with that. You'll get in the loop. It's a loop. And that's what really Rashi says. Rashi says, what's incredible that Rashi says this, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. So sad. It's such a sad, I never liked this Rashi so much. I don't mean like that. Who am I not to like the Rashi? Always like hurt me. Like poor Yaakov. Yaakov just, right, we just ended off last week's Parsha with all Esavs, all the, right? Here they are, Aluf Timna, Aluf, Esav, finally Esav. I love last week's Parsha. Because Esav sort of like disappears. Get out of here. Get out of town. He goes to Har Seir. We don't know if it's good. It's quiet. Yaakov Avinu. Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov finally comes home. He comes. Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Be'eretz Canaan. He's got the children. Finally, he's past Lavan. He's past his father, his wacko father-in-law, wacko brother. He's past all the drama of his family from before, and now, here he goes. There's only a few words over here. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, Ben Shasha, Yerayas, Achav Etzon. Right away, what happens? The party's over. And what does Rashi say? Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. What, you think Yaakov was going to just sit around and watch movies all day? That's what he wanted? That's what Yaakov Avinu wanted? Of course he didn't want that. Yaakov Avinu wanted to connect to Hashem. Yaakov Avinu wanted to have a... It's not a negative thing. He wanted to... I heard once... Oh, I actually saw it. So my son-in-law told it to me, and I saw it from Reb Nosson Wachtvogel. I was zoicha to see... He was the mashkiach in Lakewood. I was zoicha to see him. And he said over this shot, why do people love sports, especially MMA? Why do people love watching people beat each other up? Why do people love watching football? Love watching this one against this one, this one against this one. So what he says? He says, deep down, our neshama and our guf are fighting, and we want action. We want to really work on ourselves. We want to really, really work on ourselves and live a life of like, you know, getting up early and running around and going to sleep late and busy and all of that stuff. We want that. Just what? We're physical, like we're saying, like the Ramchal says. So we vicariously live through all of these other things because we really like that deep down inside. It's just easier to watch. Easier to watch them fight than for me to fight. Actually, for me to fight. Okay, question, comments, Momo, yeah.
Do you think watching releases?
Right, so that's a great question. I think that you could get motivated. You see a fight, or sometimes you watch the movie Rocky. Watch Rocky, you think of, you know, I know I used to listen to the soundtrack of Rocky, right? Yeah, that'll get me to be my Yetzirah. That'll get me my Yetzirah. You watch someone, you watch a sports team, or who?
Ravens.
The Ravens, right? Lamar. You watch Lamar, right? Exactly. What? Okay, good. See, he's already, but you know what that comes down to? What Ari and Momo, what we're doing right here? You know what that comes down to? It comes down to what? Beating your Yetzirah. Beating your Yetzirah. Because in order for you to have the ability to beat your Yetzirah, you need to have that netzach. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. To be menatzeach. To say, I want to be great. I want to do that. You're not going to beat your Yetzirah if you have like anger and you have competition, right, which gets into strength finders. You have competition. I want to be great. I want to be that. If you don't have that, you have apathy. You're not going to beat your Yetzirah. You don't beat your Yetzirah by being chilled. You beat your Yetzirah by standing up and being a more of a warrior, being someone like that. There are ways to fight your Yetzirah sometimes by chilling out also. But most of the time, you gotta.
That's Netzach too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah. That's a good kasha. I mean, the whole chazal or what that is. That's a great. I have that same question. I don't know. We have to be ma'ayin what that meant. Yaakov, what that meant. Kefi madrigaso. Of course, he knew this. Yeah, Yaakovino knew what we're saying. So what's the pshat? Yeah, I don't know. But what it could be that it's just like a. I don't know. I don't want to just stop answer. Yeah. Right.
He had his eye on his goal.
Right.
But there were distractions.
Right. Right. Yeah. I hear. I'm saying. Yes, Ravilla.
How do you approach this without getting down on yourself? Are you like this book? It's a down.
Right, that's very hard. Correct, 100%. So I think that that's a great question. I was waiting for someone to ask that. Yeah. It's
good to be ready.
What?
I understand that it's good to be ready. That, you know, that life isn't always going to be easy, but like,
yeah. So you guys have to answer. I need your help. I need Binyamin. I need the Olam. No, I do. I need you guys to help me. Okay, that what? That, oh, nice, nice. I don't say, very good. Good. Correct. Right, Raphael is good.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm looking forward to having a good day, to creating a beautiful day. If I have in mind that life does have ups and downs, and that's what I'm waking up with in my head, so then...
So I would start, so first of all, I love the question. I'm going to start with this, and this might be a little bit strong, but let's talk. I believe... We actually learned it the other day, Menachem. We learned it at Mamash the other day. I believe the first start with this is really to have, you know what, I'm going to say it publicly. I'm going to help myself in this. I'm going to do this because I said when we learned this that I do this usually when it's not during this man. But Bli Nether, I'm going to do this. And because I'm saying this publicly, I'm going to for sure do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't request everybody or say what I'm saying. I try to preach what I practice, not practice what I preach. So it's like this. You gotta have a plan. You have a weekly plan. A daily weekly plan. What does that mean? What it means is everybody needs to have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wake up, go to sleep. This is not luxury. This does not mean that you're a high performer. It doesn't mean you're not gonna do nothing all day. Could be you'll do nothing all day. But at least the first step in answering, I think, Raphael's question is that at first what I need to do is I need to get facts. I need to get my facts straight. What does that mean? I first need to go. This is one of the things I always had, not so much tainas, but Reb Simcha Rab, I'm happy you're here. I want you to hear this. It's one of the things that I say about... one of the challenges of therapists. I love therapists. Therapists are great. Help people. It's awesome. But at the end of the day, they see a person 45 minutes to an hour out of however many hours are in a week. How are you living your week? The definition of who you are and what you're doing and whether life is difficult, life is not difficult, am I this, really comes down to what time you wake up in the morning, what time you go to sleep, and what do you do in the middle of that time? I don't believe, and I'm open to hear this from anybody, I don't believe that if a person has a defined, and what I'm saying to myself that I'm going to do is Bli Nether, I am going to do that. Like I said, when it's Bein Hazmanim, I do that more because I'm not naturally just reactive. Now I'm much more in reactive mode. It's hard for me to plan. I'll see what I'll do, but maybe I'm just talking to the Yitzhara. The Chavetz Chaim says straight out, Chavetz Chaim in a Sefer didn't say, make a notebook to write down your daily schedule. He said, when you write down this, then you'll see X, Y, and Z. Like, almost like that's a standard, a given. So I believe, to answer of Hillel's question, I believe that question is a farce. It's a great question, but a farce, meaning it's a dimion a little bit. The only reason I'm saying that is because you have to be able to match the facts and you have to match how you feel. Meaning, because a person not feeling a certain way, like, life is difficult. First, let's see what your life is. What is difficult? It could be, why is that difficult? You put on your schedule that you're waking up at 10 o'clock. You put on your schedule that you're waking up at 11 o'clock. You put on your schedule that you're 3 hours a day, you're sitting in bed doing whatever you're doing. What is your schedule? Is that difficult? So if that's difficult, maybe you got to make it, maybe you got to wake up a little bit later. Maybe you got to spend more time at the beach. I don't know. But I'm saying, when you look at your schedule, you're not going to think in terms of, life is difficult are two ways of putting it. There's the emotional aspect and there's the actual just grind of life. Driving carpool, picking up carpool, running this, making a living. So there are different levels to the difficulty in that. I don't know if that exactly answers your question, but I feel that it answers question a little bit. Shmuel. Yeah, please.
Let's say you have your schedule. You know what you want to do.
So
Yosef gets kidnapped. So I'm saying
good. So I would start. So very good. I would start post that. I don't think we're post. I don't think we're after that. I think we're before that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we're after. I know. That's my challenge. I think that if a person had his schedule and had his more clarity of how he's spending his time and what he's doing during that time, and it's a decision that he makes that this is what I'm doing, it would be very different. The Bikesh Yaakov Leishim. Good. That's what I'm saying. And I think that that's the madriga that we're on. I think you're. I don't think the question of Bikesh Yaakov. I'm not right. So I'm not so crazy. You see how you use the word crazy. Life does not need to be crazy. Life does not need to be crazy. Doesn't need to be crazy. I'm just saying atzlanus. Yaakov Avinu, the kasha is a good kasha. What was the bechina of Yaakov Avinu with this? That's a good kasha. I'm saying from us, you know, I don't think that it has to be what we think it has to be. That's all I'm saying. Life, we know life is difficult. We know that. We know life is difficult. I'm saying a higher madriga of, okay, do I have to get up earlier? Do I have to push myself more? Do I have this? Those are different madrigas within that. Okay, yeah, Shmuel. Yes.
I don't like thinking about it like that.
Right. That's what Rav Hillel is saying.
Like the difficulties, the victories, and like the serenity after, like right. The beauty of like what you. It's not about the easy. An easy day isn't a good day. Like an easy day, it's like, okay, it's easy. I guess that's what I really want.
Is, right.
The girlfriend or whatever. But like, right. It's not what you're looking for. Like to build a family. To like sit. Like it's not about the easy. It's about the beauty.
Good.
Like the
so that's what. Is. So 100% Shmuel.
The difficulty is the good.
A hundred percent. The reason people don't accomplish and do what they want to do is because that's deep down that they might be, that might be what's pushing them back, is their bakasha, their desire that things can be easy. I don't want things to be difficult. It is too hard for me. That is, you're 100% right. If you could tap in to my desire to be successful in whatever category it is, and I that will be more deeper than my desire to be, meaning like this, who doesn't have it hard, who is it easy, your bed, that's why I made up that line, it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of your bed. The problem is not putting your feet on the floor, that's never anyone's problem. It's my head, it's my anxiety, it's my dreams are not clear enough, my bikush, when my desire, that's what the Lushan, he doesn't say it's the physical things. He doesn't say Yaakov was sitting b'shalva. It's the bikesh Yaakov, which is a good kasha. It's a good kasha of what does that mean? I'm saying, Ramchal is saying, you're right, Shmuel, when you can transcend and say, what do I really deep down want? I don't want to sleep all day. I don't want to be someone who speaks Lushan Hara. I want to have a great marriage. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. And you're able to tap into that bikush. Bikush means that desire, that yearning, that will override my other desires.
I feel like a big problem in why people want that easy is because we shed a negative light on the difficult, meaning like difficult's bad and easy is good.
Right.
But in reality, that's not true. So like,
right, but there is a physical thing that I want it to be comfortable, physically comfortable. I want to eat what I want to eat. I want to sleep where I want to sleep. There is a reality to that. You're right. If people would always be tapped into what you're saying, then there would be nothing to talk about. There'd be nothing to talk about. Think about the areas where you struggle. Most of the time, the areas that you're going to struggle in are going to be your desire to have a certain type of, I want things to be, I'm uncomfortable, like Tzvi was saying. And I don't say that, meaning Momo was right. You're right, but you're not 100% right. I don't say be comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's being comfortable. Be uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. Most people have that. You walk into a room, you're going to a wedding. Why are you taking that shot? Why do people struggle when they go to sleep? So a lot of people, when it comes to going to sleep, they're going to smoke. They want to smoke. to help them with their insomnia. And look up insomnia. I suffer from clinical insomnia. I know what insomnia is. Insomnia means you can't sleep. You have to understand, why can't you sleep? Why do I get nervous when I walk in to a wedding hall and a lot of people there? Maybe you have social anxiety. So what's the eitzah? Is the eitzah to smoke? Is the eitzah to drink? You suffer from something you suffer from. Your eitzah. My son told me I have permission to say this over. I think I said it over. It could be I said it over, but I'll say it over again. Sholmari said I could give permission to say over the story when he was with his iPad or something like that, and he was getting upset. I told him he can't use it. I forgot the whole back and forth. He gave me permission to share it with everybody, and then I said Shlomari, and then he says, "Okay, Tati, now can I have it?" I said, "No. Take 5 minutes before you go back on it," and because he was very upset at me, I said, "Don't go right back on it now. Don't go back on it now." He's like, "Okay." 5 minutes later, he comes to me, and he's like, "Okay, I'm good." And then I gave him the iPad back. And I said, "Shlomari, do you know why I did that?" He says, "No." "Well, how would he know?" So I said, "Because I didn't want you to not feel that you were angry. It's okay that you were angry. You were upset. I didn't want you to take that anger and have your iPad." Is that what it's called, an iPad? Like one of those bigger things?
Yeah.
Right, an iPad. I don't want you to go on the iPad, and that will be the solution to you being angry. I told him, it's okay that you are angry. Now, I didn't make him angry to tell him, "Oh, learn how to be angry." Then I'd be a crazy father. We had a thing where he was angry. That happened, that he was angry. He told me, he gave me permission to say over the story. Well, so why am I saying that? Because there's nothing wrong with being angry. What? Yeah, there's nothing wrong. There's a reason Mesil Sharm explains how to deal with anger. There's nothing wrong. I could tell you how many times I dealt with this with someone recently. I don't know if I mentioned this in Shir. I dealt with someone. Someone was saying they're jealous of this person and jealous and jealous and jealous, and they're talking about that person. I said, "You know what your problem is?" He said, "What? What's your problem?" "Your problem is you don't accept the fact that you're jealous of the person. So you're angry at yourself." They didn't say they're jealous of the person. They were putting down the person back and forth and blah, 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 blah. So I cut to the chase, and I said, "The reason that you're feeling this way is because you're jealous." They're like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're jealous." So I said, "How do I know that? Ready? How do I know that?" I said, "Because I know I've dealt with the same thing, where I can't accept the fact that I'm jealous of somebody. So what do? I'll sit there and make a whole Torah and make a whole blah, 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 blah." No, I'm a human being. There's a reason why the Mishnah says, a kin of a taiva of a kovid. So you have taivas. So you have that. That's part of life being difficult. That's what I was saying in Raphael. It answers that question a little bit also. Like, yeah, life is going to be. You're going to get, so you got into a fight with your wife. So this bothers you about something. Okay, the Seder. So you have that. Okay. When everything is supposed to feel a certain way, when everything's supposed to be a certain way, when everything's supposed to be perfect, I'm not allowed to get angry. I'm not allowed to be jealous. I'm not allowed to have my tivus. I got to make sure that I sleep beautifully. I don't suffer from insomnia. I don't have it. Comes out to that. No, I do suffer from insomnia. I do get jealous. I do have tivus. I do get angry. I'm very, very lazy. And I got this problem with this. So then you say, then you have Raphael's question. So then you're all depressed. No, you're not depressed. You're probably not depressed. You're depressed, not depressed. I'm not talking about real depression. A person gets upset when they are in denial. Denial stands for doesn't even notice I am lying. You don't even notice you're lying. So you're living in this world, a fantasy world, that you're fighting reality. And every time you fight reality, you only lose 100% of the time. Okay, Shkoyach, let's finish with a halacha, a quick halacha from Nisan al HaTzadik, the big tzadik, and Avram. Yeah, you can get it, for sure. For sure. Nisan al Dvar, you can never overclap for Nisan al Dvar. Never overclap for that guy. It's only underclapping. Only underclapping. Okay, Shmiras HaLashon. Okay, we'll get Nisanel's yesterday's, causing shame. Talking about another Jew in a manner which can cause him shame, even though it is not degrading, is Lashon Hara. To mention, for example, people don't know this, to mention that someone performs a task poorly is lashon hara. Meaning, right, why would that be lashon hara? Isn't it most, right, if someone says, oh, he doesn't have a good voice, what's the big deal? Not everybody has a voice like Momo. Not everyone has a gorgeous voice like Momo. So what's the big deal? Like Avi. Not everyone has a gorgeous voice like Avi. So let's say, what's the big deal? This guy doesn't have such a good voice. Why is that lashon hara? What's the big deal? Not everybody has such a great voice. Why is that lashon hara? He says, it is. It's still lashon hara. He says, isn't it socially acceptable that most people don't excel? The reason is because the person being spoken about wouldn't feel good if you said that. They wouldn't feel good if you said that. Therefore, it's lashon hara. Beschus, the tata, right? That's who it's for. Yisrael Ruvein ben Etcha, besoich shar chol Yisrael. Everyone should all be zochet to have an incredible first day of the rest of your life.